You're listening to The Global Voice. I'm DJ Frederick. This is At The Tone, an hour of music for crate diggers, featuring library music, pop-tinged psychedelia, ambient soundscapes, easy tempo jazz, and more. This is where imagination manifests music. We start each broadcast at The Tone.
At The Tone, 1 hour, 0 minutes, Coordinated Universal Time. National Institute of Standards and Technology Time, this is radio station WWV, Fort Collins, Colorado.
side A of the cassette Purple Moon by Ahura here on At The Tone. I'm DJ Frederick. Time to light up the lava lamp and come on a sonic adventure. Well, I don't typically do a featured album here on At The Tone, but I'm going to today. Recently released, the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. Featuring Delvon Lamar on the keyboards, Jimmy James on guitar, and David McGraw on drums. And this was recorded live at radio station KEXP in Seattle. And it was recently released by Coal Mine Records on vinyl, CD, and cassette. So we're going to listen to some tracks from this amazing release. Recorded live in Seattle on May 13th, 2017. Here's the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. Thank you.
here's a program from our archives.
We're listening to the sounds of a researcher crunching his way across the Antarctic ice sheet. Turns out that Antarctica, one of the most inaccessible and inhospitable places on our planet, is one of the best laboratories to study what's going on above and below the surface of the Earth. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet. Dr. Peter Wilkness is director of the Division of Polar Programs at the National Science Foundation.
The Antarctic serves as an absolutely first-rate platform for remote observations of the sun and the stars in the universe, because around the poles, the conditions of the Earth's magnetic field and the clear, dry atmosphere are such that we can peer out into the beginnings of the universe and understand how it developed, how galaxies were formed and distributed, and within the galaxies, how stars were formed. And finally, it is a unique place from where we can look into the interior of the Earth, because it's a very quiet place, and huge earthquakes can be registered at the South Pole, and they tell us about the interior of the Earth.
Sometimes in Antarctica, the surface of the Earth carries a message from outer space.
It just so happens that the Antarctic is a fantastic collector of meteorites. Some come from the moon, some are suspected from Mars, and we have people that look for meteorites in the Antarctic. We take them out with an airplane that has skis on it, a big four-engine airplane. And they carry with them tents and snowmobiles, and we drop them off for weeks on end. They roam across the big ice in their little snowmobiles, and they look for meteorites. I think they're some of the real pioneers that we have left to do this kind of work.
This archival program is part of our 30th anniversary celebration. If you want to hear more, check out our podcast.
My featured album today here on At the Tone, the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. We heard Move On Up in a tune called Memphis. And that was just released by Coal Mine Records. You can learn more at coalminerecords.com. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At the Tone on the Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info.
Attitude. Come and join the attitude test, not a platitude test, nor a gratitude test. You can join the attitude test at 18 UTC. If you feel like speaking your mind, there you will find a program designed to let you say your piece to the world, a place where you'll be free. You can call or you can write, you can verbally have a fight. It's on every Sunday night at 18 UTC. So come and join the attitude test. It's not a platitude test nor a gratitude test. You can join the attitude test with subjects of your choice on the Global Voice.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. In his Native American tongue, his name literally means his horse is crazy. But at birth, he was known as Curly because of his light golden hair that curled. During his first vision quest, Curly had a vivid dream of a rider in a storm on horseback. People clutched at the rider but could not hold him. A red-backed hawk flew over the rider's head. When Curly reported the dream to his father and the medicine man was consulted, the latter interpreted it as a sign of his son's future greatness in battle. the young man would become the famous Native American warrior, Crazy Horse. During this time, Americans continually broke treaty agreements. The settlers advanced farther westward, resulting in violence and acts of destruction by both sides. When gold was discovered in the Black Hills of South Dakota, the pressure on the Lakota tribe living there became that much greater. In order to take possession of the region, the United States government decided to round up all remaining Free Plains Indians, primarily the Lakota or Sioux Indian tribe and the Cheyenne. President Grant set a deadline of January 31, 1876, for all Lakota and Northern Cheyenne Indians to report to their designated reservations, sometimes called agencies, or they would be considered hostile. In many instances, these so-called reservations were not much better than a concentration camp. By the 1860s, reservation life meant total dependency on the government. President Grant wanted the Indians to learn to live like white people and to abandon their tribal ways. But the Lakota camp refused to be housed on any reservation. Tune in for our next Hidden History when young Crazy Horse deals a devastating blow to Custer's attempt to round up the Indians at the Battle of Little Bighorn, better known as Custer's Last Stand. You can read more Hidden Histories at ahiddenhistory.blogspot.com. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
This is Bird Note. There's at least one bird that nearly everyone knows on sight. Toddlers, teens, millennials, seniors, and whether they live in the city or out in the country, they know this bird by his song.
La, 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 la. Hear that tune? That means it's a nice day on Sesame Street.
Big Bird stands 8 feet 2 inches tall, with lemon-yellow feathers, pink legs, orange feet, and a long nose. Or is it a beak? He's been a Sesame Street celebrity since 1969, cutting a colorful figure for preschool fans and their parents across the world. Often found in the company of Snuffleupagus, when off-screen, he relaxes with his teddy bear, Radar, in a huge nest in back of a brownstone at 123 Sesame Street. When Big Bird first saw the alphabet, he thought it was one really, really long word. But that didn't slow him down. Just listen.
Whoa! Abkadefki, Jekyllmanopquis, Duwixis. It's the most remarkable word I've ever seen.
Abkadefki, Jekyllmanopquis, Duwixis. Big Bird is really a big kid with a kind heart who makes friends everywhere he goes. He helps children feel okay about not knowing everything because, well, Big Bird is still figuring things out himself.
I wish I knew exactly what I mean.
For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Kuuntelet The Global Voice.
The Delvon Lamar Organ Trio live at KEXP Seattle Radio with Delvon Lamar on Hammond, Jimmy James on guitar, David McGraw on drums. Great new release on Coal Mine Records. We heard a tune called the South Leo Street Stomp. Well, if you've been listening here on the Global Voice, you'll know that At the Tone is music for libraries and lava lamps, a mix of dusty grooves, easy jazz, tinge of psychedelic pop from the 1960s through today. If you have any questions or requests or just want to communicate, you could email me, and my email address is frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com. And if you think that's a rather strange email address, it's because I'm the communication director for a periodical known as the Christian New Age Quarterly that's been published since 1989. And you don't need to identify as a Christian or a New Ager to really enjoy the in-depth articles. Affectionately known as CNAQ, the Christian New Age Quarterly. All right, we're going to return to another track from the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Map to a Soundtrack from the album Walden. Here on At the Tone, I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for listening.